the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good evening! It is the 7th of March, the year of our Lord, 2026. It's the Stephen Roy Podcast. Welcome. Great to be with you here in the studio somewhere in West Texas. We'll start the show, as always, with the Rumble. Talk about some of the stuff going on in the world today. But first, I got to put on my hat. I got my hat from when we went to Las Vegas. And we did Halloween. Oh, I just noticed the volume's wrong here, too. Let's see. Click, 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 click. You probably heard the volume go down. Turn this down. All right. I'll put the hat on, which I've never done before for the Rumble. So it will be different. Click stop on this. All right. Do I got the hat on right? Yeah, it's close enough. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Take a little drink of water. I changed the picture on my X, if you want to check it out, at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio. On the X. Here we go. Back a little bit. I don't know why that mic just doesn't look right. The koala is crooked. That's better. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for the 7th of March, the year of our Lord, 2026. Yeah, I got a hat on today. It's kind of, probably should lower that light because it's shielding my eyes, but that's okay. That's okay. It's okay if I'm in the shadow like this. Only the shadow knows. No. Silly. I know. Silly. I don't know why I said that. This hat I wore to Las Vegas for Halloween 2025. Dee and I went as the Bonnie and Clyde. We had a Bonnie and Clyde outfits on. A complete Bonnie and Clyde outfit on. This was the hat that I wore. Dee did an awesome job with my makeup. I had like a hole in my face here and over here and had blood all over me, and I was a mess. Had zombie eyes, had gray makeup, dark eyes, because I was dead, you know, because Bonnie and Clyde were dead, right? But we weren't dead. We were the living dead, because we were zombies. People loved our outfits, because I had a zoot suit on, right? So we bought this outfit, the zoot suit. And I just wore black tennis shoes because I knew we were going to be walking and on our feet all night. And we had so much fun. We went to Fremont Street. And I don't even remember where we went to supper that night. Seems like we went out to supper first. Then went back to the hotel. And my brother-in-law, D. Jr., had a makeup artist come and do his face. He was the Joker. He had the Joker purple tails, green hair, white face, you know, with the big smile. I mean, and people loved it. He looked great. So we had a lot of fun at Fremont Street in Las Vegas. If you haven't been there, well, on the holidays, it's a madhouse. I mean, there must have been 1,000 people or more there. But we had so much fun. People took our picture about 8,000 times. If you just go to my ex, at Stephen Roy Radio, and click on photos, scroll down to Halloween or just after 2025 and you'll see pictures there. It's great to be with you this evening. Of course, we're recording the show Saturday evening whenever you're watching it. Thank you so much for watching. If you're a TV or radio station, thank you for watching the show. This is me, Stephen Roy. See, it says it right up there, Stephen Roy Radio. So, oh, I think this is blocking it just a slight bit. There you go. So anyway, Let's see. That's why he keeps turning, because let's see if I can put him upside down over here. I've never done that before. Boop. Koala hanging upside down. I keep hitting him with my hat. That's why he was crooked. Had that koala since I was in Australia in 1982. Would love to go back. Would love to even work in radio there. I would work in radio in the UK. But I only know of one person, one American, working in radio in the UK. And apparently she was one of the Pussycat Dolls, something like that. That's the only one I've heard of that's actually working in radio in the UK. Now, I have a good face for radio, as you can see, and a good voice. So, anyway, no one's clamoring to hire me for television, so I must have a good face for radio. Well, unless you've been living under a rock, you know what's happening in the world today. We have attacked Iran, and is there any surprise? These idiots banked on the fact that we would do nothing, like the bribe and slide house, like Malbama, who gave them $1.7 billion. The bribe and slide house, directed by Malbama, no doubt, gave them several billion dollars when they unfroze their assets, they got billions and billions of dollars. Who do you think funded the October 7th massacre on Israel? It was Iran. Who do you think pays for all these rockets that they fire into Israel? Iran. Doesn't matter if they come from Hamas or Hezbollah or who they come from. They come from Iran. I guarantee it. Where do you think these surface-to-air missiles come from that are attacking U.S. and Israeli forces? Probably not anymore. They've probably been neutralized. They come from Russia. And Iran pays for that stuff with their oil money that they illegally sell on the black market. They're not supposed to. Guarantee you Russia and China have been buying it. Anywho, there was a report this morning that we struck their new nuclear site where they continue to develop nuclear weapons even after we destroyed their underground facilities with 14 bunker buster bombs. Would have liked to have seen that. I bet that was quite the spectacle when that thing went underground. Boom! Just like that. Now I'm over the cold, over the cough that I had last week for the most part. Thank God. And by the grace of God, go I, without a doubt. Ah! So it's great to be back with you here in 99% good health. That's awesome. You know what the worst part is of a cough? There's been a cough going around West Texas. There have been people sick all over the office. I don't know why you come to the office sick and then spread it to everybody else. We don't appreciate that. Don't appreciate it at all. And so that's why I got sick. Finally, when the cough had been around like more than a week, and I'm still coughing slightly occasionally, probably because of my yelling and stuff. Anyway, The most annoying thing of that is when you try to sleep, right? Don't cough hardly at all, just a little bit now and then during the day. Then you lay down to go to sleep and it's like, bah, I can't stop coughing. A few nights ago, I actually had to sleep sitting up in the living room, right? Now, Dee and I have a bed that will incline. And so we did do that one night. I slept much better. Being inclined a little bit. I don't think it helped Dee at all, but it did help me sleep. So the last couple nights that I've been able to lay flat, slept so much better. And of course, we don't have to get up early on Saturday, yet I woke up at 6:30 today anyway. So I could have easily slept a couple more hours. Especially since we stayed up late last night. We were crazy. I mean, we stayed up to like midnight. That's just crazy for us. You know, you're old. Man, it's 10 o'clock. I'm tired. Let's go to bed, right? When you're a teenager, it's like you can stay up all night and then be fine the next day. Sometimes I'd stay up all night and then the next day I'd take a nap on the couch for a couple hours and I was good. I was ready to go again. I remember I went on a cruise. I don't even remember. I know when it was. It was like 92 because my wife at the time, my ex-wife, couldn't go. because she was on bed rest, pregnant with my daughter, right? And so I went with a guy from work because it was too late to cancel the cruise. It was like a week or two before going, couldn't cancel it. It was too late. Typically, if you cancel within, if you cancel less than 30 days before your cruise, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it all, unless it's legitimate. Well, even then, you're not going to get your money back. You might get some of it back. Typically, they have a time frame. If you cancel like 90 days before, you get the whole thing back. 60 days before, you get like half back. 30 days before, you get nothing. Something like that. You know, there's typically, because I mean, I've only canceled one cruise before because it was right after I changed jobs. Right after I changed jobs, I had a cruise booked to Hawaii. It was a 2-week cruise. It was like 4 days to Hawaii, a few days on the islands, then like, it was like 3 days there, 3 days back, something like that. So like half the cruise was just at sea, which I love. That's the one thing I love about cruising is being at sea. You know what else is good about cruising? When there's a port day, if you can get back fairly early, there's nobody there. Nobody there on the ship. It's like you got the whole ship to yourself. I like that too. So Dee and I are going on a cruise this summer. I'm not going to tell you when. I don't announce vacations beforehand, as you know. I didn't even tell you about Las Vegas until we came back, the subject of last week's show. So how do I feel about Iran? I don't feel sorry for them. The reason that President Trump and the Israelis struck when they did, reason the United States military under President Trump, reason that the IDF under Benjamin Netanyahu, the reason they attacked when they did, is because Iran was bragging. They had enough nuclear material to launch 11 missiles at Israel and others, you know, that, I mean, it wouldn't have been long before they had the technology to attack the United States with nuclear weapons. And they bragged that they had enough nuclear material to launch 11 nuclear weapons. They're telling you they're gonna nuke Israel. They're saying it. We are going to nuke Israel. What are they supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Oh, bring it on! I don't care. After they nuke, you know, New York, what are we supposed to then do nothing? I mean, if someone attacks you in your home, what do you do? Call the police. Call the police. And in some states, you can't get a gun. So what, you call the police, and then when they come, they just retrieve your body because you're dead? Guess what happens if you do that in Texas, especially West Texas? If you do a home invasion robbery in West Texas, there's a 99% chance you're going to have a dirt nap. That's right. You're going to be meeting your God. That is what's going to happen if you do a home invasion robbery in West Texas. If you attack my house, let's say you kick in my front door, you're no longer going to be breathing on this earth. Is that a threat? Yes. I would never attack somebody unless it was to defend my wife, my children, my family. You do that, all bets are off. I am a former Marine, okay? So I am not a scared, let's just say that. Now, I'm not necessarily armed when we're out in public. Now, in Texas, for example, let me give you as an example. In Texas, you can carry a gun in your car because your car is an extension of your home, right? We hear of all these cases where people are like doing home invasion robberies. Just read an article about these people broke into this guy's garage. If they threatened him, he can take them out. He would never be prosecuted in West Texas. Oh, wherever this state was, where he was, yes, he was prosecuted. And he's probably going to go to jail for a long time for manslaughter. Can you believe that? That S wasn't the first time they broke into his garage. Several guys broke into his garage to steal stuff. So, anywho. All right, let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. As of this morning, we had 9,600 followers on the X. So join me there at Stephen Roy Radio. Thank you to those 9,600 that follow the show. Thank you to everyone that watched last week's show. There was more than in a long time. And so I appreciate that you watched the show. Really do. So let's click on this, since I clicked on the wrong thing, and this, and this. Change my profile picture. Hope you like it. Yeah, it's me sitting here with this hat. Just like that. I like it.
Oh, it's under review. It's going to have to be approved before I get my blue check back.
So stupid. I had the caricature before, but I mean, I love it. I think Dee did a great job making that, you know, with AI. But there you go. This is a really good article right here. John Fetterman condemns Dems. Condemns Dems? That sounds funny. So John Fetterman, the only Dem with common sense, the only Dem that is truly proud to be an American, that truly loves this nation as a patriot should. So John Fetterman condemns Dems for refusing to put country over party regarding the Iran strikes. So just because they are all infected with stage 5 of the terminal wasting disease, TDS, they hate President Trump more than they love this nation. What did Golda Meir say? One of the earliest presidents of Israel. Golda Meir said, there will not be peace in the Middle East until Arabs love their children more than they hate Jews. I mean, it's just insanity to me. It's insanity that you hate people so much that you would kill your own children, right? That you would fire missiles from a hospital or a school, knowing there's going to be retaliation wherever the missile was shot from. I just read an article that the IRGC was using a college as a military intelligence center. Guess what? It was just struck. So it doesn't matter how you shield your leaders, okay? If it's war, they will be taken out. Now, it's a terrible thing. Anytime someone dies in war, it's not good. No, I don't take pleasure in that. And anybody that does is a sicko. You're sick. It's like you enjoy killing small animals, right? If you enjoy that, you are sick. Now, I don't have any problem with hunting as long as you eat the meat. Why do I feel that way? Because I lived in Alaska. In Alaska, they have such a thing as subsistence hunting, subsistence fishing. They fish and they hunt to eat, right? If you live in interior Alaska, 100 miles from the closest town, you can't just go to the store to buy some meat. You have to go out and hunt for it. You take a moose or reindeer, right? Or bighorn sheep. You could shoot a bear and eat that. That's how they eat. I don't have a problem with subsistence hunting, as long as you eat the meat. I don't have a problem with you shooting deer. Now, personally, I feel if you set corn out for like 30 days before you go shoot something, that's not sport. The only exception to that are wild hogs. Wild hogs are so feral, they kill people. They travel in packs, they travel in herds, and they will kill you. They will. So I don't have a problem with you putting out corn for those wild hogs. Kill them all. There is no limit to how many you can shoot in Texas because they are that dangerous. And after Dee and I win the Powerball tonight, if we buy a ranch in West Texas, I will be shooting the hogs. I promise you. I don't have a problem with shooting deer either. And we also have Barnaby sheep in West Texas. Oudod, I think that's how you say it. Oudod is another name for them. Barbary sheep. We have Barbary sheep in West Texas, so you can eat them too. I like lamb myself, right?
But Steven, it can be a little gamey.
That's why, for example, my ex-wife's father was English, God rest his soul. We used to have rack of lamb at Christmas. And we used to have mint jelly with the lamb, and it was good. It was good. I also had an ex-wife that made... Starting to sound like a pattern here, Steven. I had an ex-wife that used to make lamb chops, right? And she used to put just a little bit of curry on there, okay? And yes, because the meat is different. My dad wouldn't eat lamb, would not eat lamb because it doesn't taste like beef, right? But I like it. I do. It's just like pork and beef aren't the same. I mean, it's just different. That's all. Right? And I like the pork. Oh, man. And let me share something for my Muzzy friends. Dee and I had some bacon this morning. I baked. I take a cookie pan, like a whole sheet cookie pan. It's big. It's big. And then I line it with foil. And I put a whole pound of bacon on the baking sheet. I think that's a full sheet. Anyway, it's big. Barely fits in the oven. Put that in the oven for 15 minutes, then 10 minutes, and 5 minutes. So like in 30 minutes at 350. And the bacon is perfectly crispy. And it was so good. Yum. Now, if you're religious beef, say you don't eat pork, hey, more power to you. I'm not condemning you for it. But don't tell me what I can eat, because I will eat pork. Right? I will eat pork. I will eat beef. You know, I could never be with someone that was a vegetarian. You know, Dee likes meat. We eat a lot of meat. And we eat fish now, too. Since Dee and I are both on a diet, as of Friday, I have lost 22 pounds. I have 26 pounds to go. If you notice my great face for radio is a little thinner. It's because I've lost 22 pounds. 26 pounds to go by August. And then probably another 25 pounds after that. Now, think about that. Think about that. That's 48 pounds to get to my August goal and another 25. So almost 75 pounds. That's a lot of weight. Think about that. Carrying a 75-pound weight on your back. That's what it was like. And that's why I have to lose the weight. Have to. Feel better. Look better. And Dee is into fat bald guys. So if you don't believe me, look. Yes, I am bald. You've seen the show before, you know. And I'm not as scared to admit it, right? That I'm follically challenged. I am. Yeah, I know. My hat's kind of... And that's okay, because I was a zombie when I wore this hat in Las Vegas. Yes. Yes. The zombie Bonnie and Clyde. And we had fun. It was great. It was good. So... Hats off to John Fetterman for actually supporting this country. I don't know why he just doesn't change parties. Just become Republican, John. I don't know how you can be associated with people that hate this nation and hate President Trump as much as they hate this nation. Can you imagine wanting to make the nation, an asshole with high crime and women being raped and tortured and children being raped and murdered? I mean... pedos everywhere. How do you think that's okay? How do you think? Oh, you can't get votes unless you import 100 million illegal aliens. Oh, that's right. That's right. Nobody wants to vote for you if you're a leftist idiot. Representative Nancy Mace introduced a bill. And this was an interesting post she put on the X, so that's why I reposted it. As your member of Congress tells you they voted against my resolution releasing the sexual harassment files because they wanted to protect victims. The truth is victims and witnesses were both protected in my resolution that the Dems voted against. Their names were redacted in the resolution. Don't let Congress lie to you. Don't do it. What is Nancy talking about? Representative Mace is talking about exposing those in Congress that have been accused of sexual crimes. Congress has a slush fund that for years has been paying people money to silence them. Even though these Congress critters, like the pencil neck shifty one, you know the pencil neck shifty one murdered somebody? He was caught in a hotel dead with a dude and got away with it. I s you not. Apparently it was some kind of male sexual, homosexual thing, and he gave the guy drugs and overdosed him and he died. And then he hit it. So, that's never happened to me. So I think it's a badge of honor. If you kill somebody or you rape somebody or you have some kind of crazy S like that, I think that's a qualification to be a Dem member, like Representative Fartwell. You know, Eric Fartwell was sleeping with a China spy, Bang Bang, for years. For years he was with Bang Bang. And turns out she's a China spy, a spy from China. Now, China recalled her, and she died in a plane crash. In a plane crash. That's how Bang Bang died. Fartwell needs to take the Popo Perp walk to the Pokey for that. If you don't believe me, hey, look at YouTube, look at CNBC, and just look up Eric Swalwell fart. And you will see him fart on national television on CNBC. Yes, I post it all the time because I don't care if it was several years ago. The man farted on national television. That's funny. It is. It's funny. Happened to me once. I was doing my live radio show, and I had a studio at home in Bend, Oregon. This is like early 2000s. And my ex-wife, who had a microphone because she used to do a segment every show, so I sat over here on this video desk, not unlike this one. And then she had a desk over here that had a microphone on it. And then all of a sudden, what the heck was that? She was so embarrassed she never did the show again. Oh, I isolated it. I have a liner of that on my computer. I'm not going to play it, but oh gosh, farts are funny. Here's a great meme. Here's a great meme that I saw on LinkedIn this morning. It's great. Rest in peace, Coach. Did you hear about Lou Holtz passing away? I'm sorry, Lou. I'm so terrible with names. It's embarrassing. I saw a great documentary about Lou Holtz on the Netflix. If you want to check it out, really good documentary. Great coach, great man. And here is one of his quotes. Want to be happy for an hour? Eat a steak. You want to be happy for a day? Play golf. You want to be happy for a week? Go on a cruise. But if you want to be happy for a lifetime, put your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen, Coach. Amen. It's just a great, great quote. Great quote. I like cruises. Going on an 8-night cruise this summer. Never been on an 8-night. Never more than 7. Never less than 7, and I don't recommend less than 7. If you go on a 4-day cruise, you're not going to get the same level of service you will on a 7-night cruise. Never been on more than a 7. Going on an 8. My brother went on a 14-night cruise recently. Said it was too much. Said 14 was too much. All over the Caribbean. Southern, Western, Eastern. It was big. It was a long cruise. 2 weeks. Said he was the youngest guy on the ship. The average age was about 95. He said he got tired of being behind walkers and wheelchairs. Oh, that's funny. You know. Rollies? Scooters? Do you know that cruise lines now limit the size of scooters on cruise ships? Yeah, they do. If you don't have an approved scooter, don't go on a cruise. You better make sure. And if you're in a... Hey, God bless you if you're in a wheelchair. I'll tell you a wheelchair story about a cruise. If you go on a cruise, make sure you have an approved... You get pre-approved for a handicap room. Because if you have a scooter or a wheelchair, you need a handicap room, which will have more room. Because cruise cabins, typically the door is so small, you won't even hardly be able to get your wheelchair in there. Now, went on a cruise once to Alaska years ago, probably in the 90s. I didn't cruise for 20 years. Maybe it was the early 2000s until the early 2020s. So it was like 2002 to 2022. I never cruised because I had a bad experience on a cruise ship. I'm not even going to talk about it. This was a good experience. Saw a guy get on the cruise ship in a wheelchair, and I'm like, why is somebody in a wheelchair going on a cruise, right? So first couple that I was sat with were French-Canadian. They were nice at first, and then spoke fluent English, all of them. Then they proceeded to speak French throughout the meal. which I felt was rude. So, guess what? I requested a new table. Next night, I sat with a couple from, I believe they were from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Is that right? Is that right? I know. I'm pretty sure it was Nova Scotia, which is like northeast Canada. Nicest people. I'm sorry, sir. I don't remember your name, but he was in a wheelchair, and his wife's name was Avis. I remember that because Avis rent a car, right? So I remember her name was Avis. Really sweet couple. Great people. So here's his story. The guy was a telephone lineman for many years, which I respected because at the time I was a cable lineman. And I don't work in the field anymore, but I still do engineering work for a telecommunications company. And that's why I want to go back to full-time radio. Just between you and I. This is why I want to go back to full-time radio. Anyway, super nice guy. He had MS. So that's why he was in a wheelchair. He could walk, but not for a long time. So for example, he would park his wheelchair over here, and then he would walk to the table for dinner every night. Super nice people. Let me tell you something. It didn't matter if it rained most of that cruise, because it's Southeast Alaska. The cruises to Alaska are generally in Southeast Alaska. I lived in Sitka for just over a year. That was my first full-time radio station. So I know Southeast Alaska, and it rains a lot. Most of Southeast Alaska is in the Tongass National Forest. Sitka gets 100 inches of rain a year. But if you go to Ketchikan, they get 300 inches of rain a year. So it rains virtually every day in Ketchikan. In Sitka, it rains most days. Most days. Now, sometimes it's just a drizzle. Usually, it's just a drizzle. Just a drizzle rain. We had that kind of rain when we were in Juneau in 2023. That was Dee's second cruise. This year's cruise will be my 12th. I'm looking forward to it. Anywho, every day, whether you were in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, what didn't matter, whatever port we were in, that gentleman was on shore in his wheelchair. He had like fingerless gloves that he wore every day, and he had a rain suit. He had a rain suit and a rain hat that he wore every day, right? So, and there was, I mean, you wouldn't believe the things you see on an Alaskan cruise in Southeast Alaska. It's raining, and I saw a dude with shorts and a t-shirt, and I'm like, dude, you're Alaska. You don't have to bring special clothes, but you got to have a good raincoat and waterproof shoes, okay? Extra Tufts is a great brand. I took my Extra Tufts last time I went to Alaska. Dee bought some short Extra Tufts, right? There's a rubber shoe, and the heel was like that, this big above the heel, right? I wore my knee-high Extra Tufts. I'm on my second pair. My first pair I bought in Southeast Alaska. Anyway, so he was on shore every day, right? So I was wrong to judge him because, I mean, the guy, he didn't stop doing anything because he was in a wheelchair. So there you have it. Anyway, that does it for the Rumble for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hey, you have a great evening, a great day, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Now, I think I told you before where that came from. Yes, now you have to. Had a guy on Facebook that I played baseball with, David Langdon, I believe was his name. And so one weekend I said, hey, everybody have a great weekend. And he's like, man, you're saying that like I have to. And that's where it came from. Yes, now you have to. Isn't that funny? All right, that's going to do it for me on today's show, on the podcast. Let's play some good music for you. I'm going to start with this song because Timothy Smith played it on when we saw the Eagles, and it was awesome. I mean, it was so good. Just like what you're going to hear now on this song. And let me tell you something. I never realized how great Tim Smith was on the guitar, on the bass, and how important that is. Not just in I Can't Tell You Why, but in every Eagles song, the bass is so important, and he's so good. And because Dee and I were in row 10, right in front of the stage in the sphere, you know, you could totally see Tim play. and I could appreciate it so much more. So, and then this is my favorite Eagles song. That's why I'm playing it for you. Great song from the Eagles. I Can't Tell You Why on the Stephen Roy Podcast. I've been calling him Timothy Smith forever. It's Timothy Schmidt. I'm sorry, Tim. Timothy Schmidt. Not Smith. What is wrong with me?
in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
My God, RFD.
Searching us alive. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive.
The way that I will, the way boy really loves you.
Just did not love. Okay, you know what? Can I just start giving you pieces to put in there?
I'm such a bore, I'm such a bummer. There must be more behind the summer. I want someone to make some trouble. Been way too safe inside my bubble. Oh, take me out and keep me up all night. Let me live on the wilder side of the light. Carry me away. Carry me. I've been